Do you ever wonder, why is SaaS so hard to manage? What can I do about it? How can I save money on SaaS? Is product bundling a thing? You likely have a ton of questions about SaaS management, but frankly, there aren't a lot of answers out there. I'm Ben Pippinger, your resident SaaS expert, and this is SaaS Me Anything, the show that brings clarity to the chaos of SaaS. If I told you that nearly two-thirds of anything you were doing was with people or organizations that seemed a little untrustworthy or maybe even a little shady, you probably want to better understand where I was coming from and maybe even take a hard look in the mirror. Well, our 2024 SaaS Management Index found that about 65% of employee expense applications have a poor or low risk score. Does that concern you? It definitely should. A big outcome of SaaS management is around cost savings and optimization, which is really important and something you 100% should be prioritizing as an IT leader. But you're also accountable for securing the business. SaaS is risky, so risk must be part of the bigger equation. With so many apps in use today, it is very easy to lose visibility to not only the apps that are out there, but how those organizations conduct business. Things like, where do they store your data? Whether your data is being used to train models that are being used by other companies? And even what sort of information is being put into their software by your end users. So today we're going to dig into the question, what security risks lurk in my SaaS stack and how do I mitigate them? All right, so let's jump in here. Most of the unknown security risks lie with employee expenses, or also known as shadow IT. One thing to report is that shadow IT spending has come down to 3% of your overall spend compared to 7% in 2022. Now, this shows that our customers are tackling shadow IT applications from a highest spend to lowest spend perspective. So they are going after this and removing those shadow IT applications. But expense software still remains about 35% of the applications in your overall software stack. So that means that the problem is not solved. Cost is being managed, but security risks still linger. I talked about that 65% of applications have a low or poor security score. That is based off of data we get from our partner Netskope, who's a leader in SaaS security. They look at about 30 or 40 different factors to come up with an index from 0 to 100, where 0 is a poor score, 100 is an excellent score. And that's where we get that 65% of those SaaS applications that are coming in from employee expenses have that poor or low rating. Now, let's look back at the cost. The SaaS Management Index reports that overall employee-led purchasing has decreased. But when it comes to security risks, there are other costs that can be paralyzing to your business that you may not be thinking about. Think about data breaches and non-compliance with regulations. So from a financial perspective, a data breach can be extremely costly. IBM's 2023 Cost of a Data Breach report found that in the US, a data breach can cost $4.45 million. That's about a 15% increase over the last 3 years. And then there are fines for non-compliance. New regulations coming out in the US as well as around the world are requiring you to report on data breaches, and some within a pretty quick timeline. So if you don't have the visibility that you need, you're at risk of not complying in those timeframes and being fined for being non-compliant. That's not to mention other risks that could impact you if there is a data breach. Things like loss of trust with your customers, legal challenges that may come up, reputational damage, and the viability of your entire business put at risk for lack of trust. One other point I want to make here is that we continue to show a major trend of the decentralization of SaaS buying. As a CIO, you really need to care about making sure your business is secure. IT is buying less software and lines of business is buying more. So they're buying more software than ever before. You must make sure that the right visibility and governance is in place to review the applications that are being purchased by the business to make sure that they're compliant and up to speed with your standards. To bring this all together, your strategy needs to be focused on, first and foremost, visibility into employee-led purchasing and the applications that they're buying and making sure that you're cleaning those up from a spend perspective, but you're also thinking about risk for those apps. And then second, getting the right controls and procedures in place to review applications before they're purchased to make sure they're compliant with your corporate standards and remain that way. With security top of mind for many CIOs and IT leaders this year, it's never been a better time to pay attention to employee-led purchasing. There's just too much going on to ignore, and you're putting your organization at greater risk the longer you ignore it. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you next time.
Do you have questions about SaaS and how to manage it? Submit your questions at the link in the show notes and tune in next time for more answers from your trusted source of SaaS management insights and trends. Go ahead, SaaS me anything.